To help celebrate Halloween and perchance to bring in a few box office dollars, 20th Century Fox is releasing a special 25th anniversary director's cut of Ridley Scott's sci-fi horror classic Alien. Weekend Edition film commentator Kevin Murphy is, in his words, not mine, off to see the lizard.
I love Alien. It combines three of my childhood passions: space travel, creepy monsters, and having the hair scared off my eyebrows. In fact, everybody who enjoys scary movies has already seen Alien. But for the benefit of you few who have been living in a cave on Okinawa, two things. World War II is over, and here's the movie's plot. It's simplicity itself. We're in the future, that dim future where we travel casually between the stars. Deep space vessel Nostromo was heading back to Earth with its hibernating crew of seven and its cargo of, something. I forget. Maybe it's breadfruit. I don't know. It doesn't matter. They stop short of home by like a jillion point 3 miles. Mother, the ship's computer, has picked up a distress signal from a dark and stormy planetoid nearby.
Seems she has intercepted a transmission of unknown origin. She got us up to check it out.
A transmission? Out here?
Yeah.
Naturally, being passengers on a horror film, the crew investigates. First Officer Kane, played by John Hurt, finds the source of the signal, a strange alien ship containing thousands of leathery eggs.
Wait a minute, this movement.
Before you can say, stay the heck away from them eggs, Hurt walks right up to the eggs and the famous alien facehugger grabs his noggin like Kevin Garnett grabs a basketball and jams its ovipositor down John Hurt's throat, something Kevin Garnett rarely does. The crew fills their function as naive victims, and they bring the face-hugged John Hurt on board. The hugger dies, Hurt gets better, the crew throws a dinner party, and we share warmth and fellowship with the legendary alien chestburster.
What's the matter? The food ain't that bad, baby. Okay.
Is this too much for your breakfast? Bear with me. Soon the alien grows to a nice menacing size and hides in the ship's ductwork, picking off the crew one by one until the last standing is plucky survivor and cinema icon Ellen Ripley. Ooh, yummy. I love everything about this film. I love the story, simple, familiar, yet tense and surprising. I love that writer Dan O'Bannon imbued this close world of space travel with a grim flavor of the sea, reminiscent of Melville. I love the ship, part space vessel, part gothic cathedral, filled with shadows. It's dirty up there in the Nostromo. Everybody smokes, swears, sweats. Their clothes don't fit well. None of them like each other very much. It reminds me of being in Chicago. I love the direction. Ridley Scott's craftsmanship took the sci-fi horror subgenre out of the B-movie basement and gave it panache. He also coined a cardinal rule of horror. Don't show your monster too much. The threat is always scarier than the payoff. Well, the film was almost entirely suspense. Long, slow shots, precise but gradual editing, tension that builds not by pace but by situation, compounding itself until the audience feels like exploding. And, of course, H.R. Giger's infamous design gives the sets and the monster a hideous, menacing, and strangely naughty quality. It's gross but titillating, so you feel ashamed to be titillated, but that shame titillates you more, and you end up in this whole weird shame spiral needing therapy. Or maybe that was just me. Anyway, the cast is filled with future stars. Tom Skerritt, Sigourney Weaver, Ian Holm, John Hurt, Yaphet Kotto, Harry Dean Stanton, Veronica Cartwright. Okay, Veronica's not a household name, but her performance is top shelf. It's a grown-up cast, not oversexed teeners on a weekend at someone's cabin. These are world-weary merchant marine, and believable. Most of all, I love Ellen Ripley, the best action hero ever, immortalized by Sigourney Weaver. Tough but cold, a hero sure, but a survivor first. This new print is color-rich and clean, and the film's sound has been vastly improved. But the real reason to see this film is that it still chills. Alien is old-school horror done right. It delivers that lingering feeling that makes you look over your shoulder as you walk to the bathroom at night. And if you're one of the lucky few horror fans who have never seen this film, run to the theater on Halloween. Believe me, it's better than candy.
Weekend Edition's film commentator, Kevin Murphy.